You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Staying on the track here in the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Welcome in to the month of June and welcome on board to the PPPD edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer lives in Manhattan, Kansas. That's me. The Purple Project Podcast, for those of you tuning in for the very first time downloading this podcast, what's going on with Kansas State Athletics and track and field will be in motion here later on next week, getting ready for the NCAAs, folks. Kind of recap the NCAAs West prelims here. There's going to be about 8 Wildcats. We'll be ready to rock and roll here, obviously. The team did enjoy the West preliminaries, the NCAAs at Arkansas. At Fayetteville, Arkansas, that's right. And now, obviously, you know, I'm a runner now, so, been a runner now for a few years now, so this place called Eugene, Oregon, the Cats will be back up there for the NCAA Outdoor Championships next week, Wednesday through Saturday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Pro Project Podcast. We cover all things K-State. Yeah, I can hear the excitement of my voice there. That's going to be the only thing that's going on, well, besides recruiting for basketball or some late news, breaking news from football, whatnot. That's where we're going to go from there. So track and field is the only sport right now that's going on officially, with baseball getting wrapped up last weekend. Great showing by the Cats track and field team last weekend in Arkansas. 5 women, Tommy Hinhouse, Rory Najo, juniors Cassidy Johnson, Shaisha Ray, and freshman Felicia Williams. And then 3 of the men on the other side that qualified for the NC Outdoor Championships, which include Tayshwin Sankar, a.k.a. TJ, Kyle Alexine, and Cade McCall, sophomore, who did very well in the weight throw last weekend as well. They posted, all these athletes posted a top 12 qualifying throw or time to put themselves in position. Of course, TJ last year qualified, and so did Shaisha Ray last year. As well, my memory is correct on that as well. So, and then of course, the 10 individuals, and then you got the 2 relay squads as well. And then Emu Ulin, freshman, and Uriti Bickenskate qualified for the Decathlon and Heptathlon, respectively, as well. So you got that going on as well. And obviously, McCall, who qualified first for the Cats with the immense hammer throw there as well. And then you got to go back a little bit to this day, too, with Felicia Williams qualifying in a long jump there as well. Then Tommy Hinhouse punched her ticket to Nationals in the, looks like it was the, I want to say the high jump, I think, or long jump, one of the two as well there. Obviously, we know about Shankar's big time resume here at Kansas State with the high jump. And again, I've said this every time we've talked about track and field on the Pro Project Podcast. He's been kind of been dinged up going back to late indoor season. But the right time is the right time to get healthy. And seems like he was up there in the top 2 again. So he's going to be a player in this thing as well. The 4x4 will be running in this. Posted a 304 in the 4x4. That team is going to be made of, obviously, we'll say the names again, Sean Wilson, Jr., Antonio Hansen, freshman, Tim Lambert, Jr., a junior, and you got a sophomore, Kyle Gale, and all these guys will be back next year. I'm telling you, experience is king when it comes to that as well. Najado ran a school record time in the women's 200 to qualify herself in the Nationals, the Outdoor Championships, with a 22.9 at that. She also set the school record with the 100-meter run there of 11.1 right there as well. And then actually, she fell short a little bit in the 100 meters. She clocked 5th. She was 15th in that event there as well. She's 3 spots short. And we all know on the other side, a popular name on the women's side, none other than Cassidy Johnson, who made huge waves in the indoor championships with PRs in both days. She qualified herself back in the women's 800-meter run. She's back at it again. We'll be back at it again next week. Put it down at 205 in the first round And then she finished sixth there. And then once again, it seems to me that she gets stronger as the meet progresses here. Posted a 2:02 there, 94 there. And then, of course, that was a previous time that was a 2:03 outdoor as well. Then Tokyo Olympian. I failed to mention that. We're deep. 5 minutes in, Shiisha Rae put her ticket in that in the NCAAs in the 400 meter dash, 52.3. She clocked and she placed in the top 10 there, in 10th there as well. And of course, the 4x4 on the women's side getting it done there with Najou. Then you have Shiisha Rae, and then you add in junior Oshayla Johnson and senior Alex Ferguson. Alex Ferguson's way to go out for her. participating in this big time event out there in Eugene, Oregon, home of those big time runners, those marathoners, half marathoners, or what do you want to call it there as well. Then Yurlin and Bickenskate earn a qualifying mark to advance in the NCAA championships in the men's decathlon and women's heptathlon, respectively. There, Yurlin placed fourth in the decathlon with 7,587 points, while Bickenskate, I mean, we talked about her early on this year. She set a big-time record there. She placed fifth in the heptathlon with a personal best score of 5,664 points. That's saying sixth best in K-State program history there as well. Down here, everything kicks off with the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships June 8th, next Wednesday, with the first event being the 100 meters, and then the men's decathlon to follow at 12:30 p.m. That is Pacific time, 2:30 Central time, folks, as well. You want to keep on, and I'll put a reminder on this next week as well. You want to keep up with all these athletes here participating in the NCAA Track and Field Championships out in Eugene. Follow the track and field team, K-State, at kstatesports.com, or on Twitter at kstatesports and at K-State, capital TFXC, on Twitter as well, and the Facebook page as well. Kansas State Track and Field Clash Cross Country, led by Cliff Rovetto, on the Facebook page as well. I will definitely remind you guys, probably another reminder on next Tuesday's daily edition, either prime time or in the morning sometime. Put a reminder out there for you guys as well. Try to cover all things K-State athletics. So big, K-State track and field is the only sport that is continuing the role here as well, as we look forward to the summer months here, off-season workouts, and get ourselves slowly prepared here for the 2022 fall football campaign. Chris Klieman's fourth year here in Manhattan, Kansas. And another thing, as I wrapped up the K-State talk here, we're going to be on Anchor FM. So I'm figuring out how to translate all of our content there. If not, then we're going to stick with the whole Spotify, Apple Podcast thing as well. We're still on that. Don't worry. obviously, I at the moment of this podcast, tried something, posted a daily on the Anchor FM app as well. I have to double check everything on that. But if not, if these will both be simulcast on both all podcasting platforms, whether that is Spotify, Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. Player FM is in that discussion as well. So we're getting all over the place. That's a good thing, because we try to cover all things K-State here on this podcast. That's what's making this podcast a little bit different than the other podcast, K-State podcast anyways. And also trying to coordinate a couple more guests this summer as well. So I'm looking forward to that. That's been kind of the favorite thing. The latest addition to this podcast is the guest. We will have Keithan Beck on very soon, actually, and also planning on a little bit of different interview for you guys as well, pertaining to AutoFest, by the way, 2022. We're happy to be partnered up with that big event, car show, the inaugural show for the AutoFest 2022, the rally in the valley. I'm sure you've seen that daily up on our archives. Please subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast and download that for more information. I will be saying that a bunch. So if you're in the listening areas, in your car geek like myself, definitely come out and support those who are going to be participating in this, which registration is, by the way, free, starts at 8 a.m. and awards won't start until 4 p.m. And there's a little bit of in-between activities as well. So there's a lot more on that particular daily. And I'll be saying, mention this every daily. Well, not really going into much detail because there's a separate daily for that. You can go back and check that out. But we'll be mentioning it on the weeklies every week up until that point. And there's going to be an interview, sit-down interview, with the folks that are putting this interview on, this event on for the folks here in Manhattan. And not only just here in Kansas, but hopefully we get some people who listen to this podcast out of state as well. And in return, though, you guys subscribe to this Purple Project podcast. So definitely, there's so many moving parts right now going on about this podcast. It's very exciting as we enter year three. And hopefully, a little bit more exciting things to talk about in the fall sports coming up. The article just came out about K-State football in a sleeper pick to possibly to get themselves right into the Big 12 discussion for the championship. I'll be digging into that and talking more with my co-host Alex Aiden. And of course, you're going to be looking for episode 102 this week. It's going to be recorded Friday night and won't be out this week until Saturday evening. So a day later, but you guys are going to get the content as well. So we're very excited about that. I'm working around the NBA Finals, which begin on Thursday night. So I did not want to record on that night because of the first game of the NBA Finals between Boston and Golden State. I threw a lot at y'all. So this is very exciting for us, for my podcast, the Purple Project Podcast Daily. So I threw a lot at you there. I'm going to put a pin on it for right now. I appreciate y'all again. You're not a subscriber to the Purple Project Podcast, you might want to do so right now. I know we're going to be hitting the chill part of the athletic schedule here, but I'm pretty sure you're truly going to be coming up with a lot to just talk about here up until then. And how in between now and August, have guests on the Pro Project Podcast. Cannot wait for that. But for right now, appreciate y'all. K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Go Cats. Another edition of the PPPD edition is a wrap.